All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. As always, today's sponsor is Authors Unite. And if you want to become a successful author, Authors Unite is the place to go. So head on over to authorsunite.com to check out a free case study that'll teach you how to do exactly that. And now let's jump into the episode. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. Today, I have Meg Wheeler with us. She is a biz money coach and an on-demand CFO. So welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Of course. Grateful to have you here. So we'd like to get to know you. So the first question I got for you is, what is the best story from your life that has an underlying valuable message?
Ooh, my goodness, that's a great question. You know, I think the best story for my life is kind of a random one that not very many people know. Years and years ago, I was at an event and I decided to start talking to a group of people and ended up hanging out with them, you know, we took pictures together, we had a blast. And later on, I found out that the guy I was hanging out with was Zac Efron, who was on High School Musical. Now, I don't want to date myself here, but it was very early on in his career. And it's so funny because to this day, people are like, what? You've met him? I have pictures with him. You know, and people like lose it. And I'm like, I didn't know. So the message for me there, and it's very much how I live my life, is you never know what's going to come out of talking to someone new, learning about someone new. And it's given me this great story, but it's also just given me this way of connecting with people that I never would have otherwise.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. That's one of the things I always tell people. And it's just the small things. You never know like what a connection, just like what doors mm-hmm. could open from it. So just even when you're like at airports, like, and I know it's kind of weird, but like, I mean, you have so much time at airports. Like, if you just say hi to a few people there, like, I've literally gotten a client from, I upgraded, I don't do this that often, but I upgraded the first class this one time, started mm-hmm. talking to the guy next to me, and he wanted to write a book, and we do book publishing and marketing for people, and got a client, you know, and like, if I had just stayed silent like everybody else, I would have, you know, I never would have got that client. So,
yep. So I love that.
The little things, you know?
It is.
So no, very cool. And I think I told you this before we hit record, I was checking out your website before and I did see that you met Zac Efron. That was in like one of your bio or about me thing on your site. So I was like,
yes.
Okay. So next one I got for you is, what is the most valuable piece of information we should know that's within your expertise or industry?
Oh boy. You know, the most valuable thing, and I know that it's going to make a lot of people cringe, but it really is to know the numbers in your business. And the reason I say that is, you know, we're all so obsessed with our Instagram follower count and our engagement rates and our, you know, mail open rates and all of that. But really one of the best numbers or best pieces of information you can have if you're in business is, are the numbers, you know, your revenues, your expenses, your profit, things like that. And the less that we ignore them, the more we have the information we need to make really smart business decisions. So I know it can be a little painful, but that's actually what I do is I work with people to help it be far less painful. And, you know, my clients have made more money and they are so much less stressed about their business once they actually start getting comfortable with their numbers.
Yes. Could not agree more. And I feel like I'm so lucky in this arena. My dad's actually an accountant.
Love it.
So, yeah, I can't imagine without it. Cause it's just like one of those things where it's like, there's so many different things in business, especially when you first start out to manage, and the numbers tends to be left by the wayside typically, cause you're worried about the marketing, but like the numbers allow you to know what you can and cannot do.
Exactly.
So they're so important. So I don't know. I've just been lucky to have that. So for anybody that doesn't have a dad as an accountant or a mother, you know, you need some Meg Wheeler in your life for sure. So the third one is, what's your best piece of overall business advice? So not necessarily industry specific.
You know, I think it it really is to always be taking action, to always be moving forward. I've got a sign in front of my desk that says imperfect action is always better than perfect inaction. And that was, candidly, that was a lesson I learned the hard way my first year in business, because I'm a perfectionist and I like to plan. And I did a lot of that, but that doesn't bring you in the dollars you need to keep your business going. So it's every day now I wake up and I say, what can I do today to move my business forward? What can I do today to, you know, make money in my business? And that's what I focus on.
Mm-hmm. And then if you could give your younger self one piece of advice, what would that be?
So my younger self wanted to run for president of the United States. So
nice. No,
I think I would tell her to, you know, get more involved. This is not business related at all, but to get more involved in, you know, the causes that are important in this world and learn more about people earlier on. Because I'm only just now really becoming aware of everything, and I'm in my 30s, and I wish I had, you know, done all of that so much earlier when I didn't have a mortgage and a family, and you know, I could go get involved in all of that stuff 100%. So that would be my advice to younger Meg.
Gotcha. And then let's talk about happiness now. So in your opinion, what is the key to happiness?
Ooh, donuts. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, no, I would. Donuts are great.
You know, I think the key to happiness is really just knowing who you are and not being afraid, or if you are afraid, at least working through it to go after the things that you want in life. You know, I was in corporate for many years and it was a great life. I made great money, but I just was never completely fulfilled. And now, even though every day is up and down, some months I don't know if I'm going to make enough money, you know, who knows? I am happier than I've ever been because I am doing something that matters to me and I'm having an impact. And I'm forever grateful that I was brave enough to do that. So that would be my definition, I suppose.
Yeah. And then what is the best book that you've read and what is the number one thing you learned from it?
Ooh, I read a lot. So this is actually tough to choose. So many good books. Best book that I've ever read. Wow. Actually, I just read, I'm going to go with recent because it'd be too hard to go back through the thousands of books I've read.
Nice. You're in the thousands? That's amazing.
Probably. I mean, I probably read, I don't know, maybe. I probably read 30 to 50 books a year. So you can do the math.
Oh, yeah. That's incredible. I read a lot. I think I'm still in the hundreds somewhere, but I'm similar to you. I love books.
Yeah. No. It's great. So a recent book I read, and it is a business book, is StoryBrand by, I'm completely blanking on his first name. Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Great book.
Yep. It is a great book. And what I loved about it, for those who aren't familiar with it, is, you know, so it talks about really building out the story behind your brand, you know, why you do what you do. Oh, and actually that's another, that wasn't a book. I was going to say Simon Sinek, Start With Why. I don't think that was a book though. It was a TED talk, but
I think it's both. Actually.
Did he write a book? Of course he did. but it's that concept of, you know, really educating people on your story and who you are and why you're doing what you're doing and how you can have an impact. And I don't even think that's just a business concept. I think that the more we can do that as humans, the more we can connect with each other and really start to see each other, you know, as individuals who have a lot of value to give.
Yeah, I agree. And I think too, with the book by Donald Miller, is that's interesting, is that the way that the strategy behind it was so brilliant, you know, like it leads back to his, like it's like a free kind of course type thing, but then upsells to it, like, and he like kind of references back to it at the end of every chapter. So just from a strategic standpoint, if anybody's listening that were to come out with a book, like following, it's great information, but just the strategy behind the book too is actually brilliant as well.
There's actually another book that I think has a very similar strategy, completely different topic. It's called The Power of When. Dr. Michael Breus, I think his name is, B-R-E-U-S.
I just finished that book like a week ago.
I love that book. That has radically changed my work schedule, my productivity.
Yeah, what are you?
Is it Bear? I think I'm Bear.
You're Bear.
But Yeah. So one of the biggest things I did since reading that book is I now take a nap every day. In fact, when we get off, I'm going to go do this every day at 2:30. I take a nap.
Oh, wow. That's sick. Yeah. I'm blind. There's dolphins. I'm not bear. I'm the lion.
There's wolf and lion. Okay.
Yeah. I'm the lion. Like I'm the guy that, I can easily get up at 5 or 6 in the morning, but then like 8 PM, 9 PM, I'm like done.
Nope.
That's just me. So it's like all my friends are like, yo, you want to go out? And I'm like, I'm honestly exhausted. Like, no.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, that's not me. I start my day about 7:38 and that's perfect for me.
Okay. Gotcha. But you could probably stay awake though a little bit later. Like I'm literally yes. like 8 o'clock. I'm like cooked. I'm like, nope.
Yep. I'm done with that. Nope. I'm a midnight girl. So
nice. No, but this, just for people listening, like it is a very good book and it like you take this quiz and mm-hmm. that's how you kind of get your own email list. But the quiz helps you then navigate through the book. And it is really interesting because like once you discover these things, you just realize what's best for optimization. To give an example, I had always, and I still do, it's hard for me to change, but I just added something for the lion. You actually would not typically work out in the morning because you already have a ton of energy then. So what you would actually do is work out like midday to then get your energy back. Cause I'll actually start getting a little tired around like 2 o'clock, 3.
Oh, okay.
So instead of running first thing in the morning when I'm already energized, just, you know, do a bunch of work, then use that energy and then run midday to like re-spike the energy, which I have not fully transitioned yet. Like, I feel like I still need that run in the morning. It's just so embedded in my head.
Yeah.
But adding a midday like walk or something has helped me. So either way. Now to your favorite quote and why. So what's your favorite quote and why?
Ooh, favorite quote and why. There is, okay, I have to look it up because it's a little bit long and I don't want to do the speaker disservice. But it's actually a quote by Nora Ephron, and it's about how, I'm going to find it. Here we go. Okay, so she says, whatever you choose, however many roads you travel, I hope that you choose not to be a lady. I hope you will find some way to break the rules and make a little trouble out there. And I also hope that you will choose to make some of that trouble on behalf of women. And I just feel like that is how I live my life. That is how I run my businesses. And so I've always been in love with that quote.
Yes. Well, listen, thanks for coming on. Last one I got for you. Where can our listeners best find and connect with you online?
Yeah, absolutely. So my website is megkwheeler.com and my Instagram is the same, megkwheeler.
Perfect. Thank you again and enjoy your nap.
Thanks for having me.